Acts chapter 5, verses 12 through 16. Now many signs and wonders were done among the people by the hands of the apostles, and they were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the rest dared join them, but the people held them in high esteem. And more than ever, believers were added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they even carried out the sick into the streets and laid them on cots and mats, that as Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on some of them. The people also gathered from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all healed. Our identity with certain groups can get in the way of our spiritual growth. In verse 13, it says, "None of the rest dared join them, but the people held them in high esteem." So we have one group called the rest, and they don't dare join in what God is doing among the believers. And there's another group called the people who held them in high esteem, and we see that more than ever, believers were added to the church, and people gathered from all the towns and brought the sick among the believers and experienced what God was doing among them. I'm not sure who was in that group that we know of as the rest, the ones that didn't dare join the believers. It might have been Jews who refused to associate with believers in Christ. It might have been believers who were part of the church and were really afraid after what they experienced with Ananias and Sapphira. But they wouldn't dare come. It makes me wonder how much of their identity with that certain group kept them from coming. If they didn't feel they belonged to that group who didn't dare come, maybe they would have joined in freely in gathering around the apostles and joining the church and finding healing. It would be good for us just to think of the groups that we identify with. We each identify with multiple groups. We're children, we're parents, we're grandparents, we're young adults or senior citizens, we're Democrats or we're Republicans. We're athletes, we're business leaders. Are these groups that you identify with encouraging your spiritual growth? Or are they the groups that wouldn't dare join in what God is doing? And most likely, if you're listening to this podcast, you care about spiritual things. So you probably don't surround yourself with influences that encourage you to deny Christ and live in rebellion against God. But you might identify with groups that hold you back from joining in with the specific things God is doing. And you would join them, but your group doesn't think it's a good idea. As we reflect on these things, let's praise God for those groups we identify with that encourage our spiritual growth. But also as we see those groups we identify with that discourage our spiritual growth, let's remember that we're individuals. And we're not wrong to be in association with those groups. But we shouldn't allow anyone else's opinions to keep us from joining in what God is doing. Speak Lord is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak Lord, your servants are listening.